To see you all here this morning, and a very warm welcome to those of you who are joining us. I'm not sure which camera to look at now, for those of you who are joining us online as well. Whether you're here physically or whether you're here online, it's great to have you with us. And it's really great this morning that something different and very special is happening. We have some people that we don't necessarily see every single week, and we're really, really pleased that Tiffany and Simon have come today with little Vinny. And little Vinny is going to be baptised this morning. So we rejoice in that, and I'll obviously talk a lot more about that later. But we're delighted to have all of you and your friends and your family with us. It's just fantastic, and it's just lovely for us to be able to celebrate with you this morning. Just to also let people know that we also have, today is also a service of Holy Communion. I'll explain a lot more about that later. So there's quite a bit going on today. There will be a point after the baptism where if there are any young ones here, Tracy will take them out to that room at the back. So you're very welcome. You can, by all means, sit here and listen to me and be enthralled by what I have to say. Or, alternatively, if you prefer, you could go out and do some colouring or something like that. Okay? But we'll let you all know about that. There is no bulletin today, just yet. It's so good it's not ready for release, but it will be in a day or two. There's only just a couple of things to let you know. One is that on Friday morning, Dan and Matilda, who many of you will know, who are part of our church, Matilda gave birth to a little baby boy called Micah. Weighing in at, I've no idea. You don't ask, you never ask men that sort of thing. I never asked. She never said so. It's just a baby. But Micah came on Friday morning, so we rejoice with them and give thanks for a safe delivery, and baby and mum are doing well. And as we think about new life, we also think about the passing of life to the next. And on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock, there will be a Thanksgiving service here for the life of Lloyd. Do you know, Lloyd continues to impact this church in so many ways and over so many years. Tomorrow, I am going to be doing the burial of ashes for a couple up at the cemetery who know PMC because about 30, 40 years ago, they used to come to the youth club that Lloyd ran. So just another indication as we get them all the time. So that's on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Anyway, it's great that you're here. Let's begin with a time of worship. That's what we're here for. First and foremost is to worship God and to give God our praise and our thanks for all God means to us. So the worship team will lead us now in a time of praise. And as they do so, please feel free to stand as you'd like to or remain seated if you prefer. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm just going to read some words from Psalm 103, and it's from the Message version. God is sheer mercy and grace, not easily angered. He is rich in love. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold, nor hold grudges forever. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, nor pay back in full for our wrongs. As high as heaven is over the earth, so strong is his love to those who fear him. And as far as sunrise is from sunset, he has separated us from our sins. That's from Psalm 103, verses 8 to 12. We're going to sing a couple of songs about God's grace and love. Please join in as you're able. So we're going to start with, "Great is your faithfulness, O God, your grace is enough."
You lead us by still waters.
Please be seated. Let's pray, shall we? Our gracious and glorious God, we come to this place this morning to celebrate your majesty. What an amazing God you are. We also come this morning to give you thanks for the life of Vinny. God, you truly are an amazing God. We see your goodness, your love all around us. Thank you that you made us and all of your creation as a reflection of your love. Thank you that we can see your love all around us, not only in creation, but in each other, in our friends, in our families, even in the people we don't know. We praise you because you love us and you care for us. You want to bless us. And you came into our world as Jesus so that we could know your love. And you're still with us now as God the Holy Spirit, present with us, present in this place right now. But you know, loving God, we also recognize that there are so many times when we forget you, when we don't recognize you or your love in our lives. So often we let you down or try and live in our own worlds without you. And we know that we've done things, we've said things, we've thought things that are selfish, that are not loving, and that are just plain daft. God, you're a God who loves us despite how we sometimes act. In your love and your grace, we ask now that you'll forgive us for those times when we've forgotten you, when we've gone our own way. Will you heal us? Will you make us aware of your presence with us now and your love for us? And be with us in this time together now, we pray. Bless us as we seek to bless you. And may we know your presence with us this morning, we pray. For we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Who likes films? Anybody like The Lion King? Yes, right. Okay. Let's have a little watch of this, Chris, please, shall we? Thanks.
On the planet, and blinking, step into the sun. There's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here. More to find than can ever be found. By the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky, keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life, and it moves us all to despair. Faith and love till we find our place on the path unwinding in the circle, the circle of life.
If you've been to a previous baptism I've done here at PMC, you'll recognise the clip that I've just played, although I've always done it from the old version before. That's the first time we've been able to do it from the updated one. Now, for those of you who are new here, you might think that's really strange. Why would I play The Lion King, or part of it, in a worship service, the introduction? I use it because I think it's a perfect introduction to what it is that we are doing here this morning. That clip from Walt Disney that we just played of The Lion King shows the whole community getting together, doesn't it, to welcome the new cub, Simba. He's anointed, he's blessed, and the whole animal kingdom come together to welcome him with them. They come to give thanks and to welcome him into the family. And that's exactly what we are doing here this morning. We've gathered in this place first and foremost that we can worship God. And then also that we can celebrate and give thanks for the life of Vinny and welcome him into this family, into God's church. We also come to remember that all of us are special and important to God, and then to ask for God's blessing on Vinny's life. Now, I don't think I'll do that thing where I hold Vinny up like that later on and I ask everybody to get on their hind legs like the zebras. But nevertheless, we'll play it by ear and see how we get on, shall we? But I'd like to introduce you to this beautiful little boy who's about to be baptised. Vinny was born on the 9th of July 2020, weighing in, I'm told, at 6 pounds and a half an ounce. Although it was his dad who told me, so I'm not sure how accurate that is. Apparently he was supposed to come out as a planned section, but as a sign of things to come, Vinny had other ideas. He likes to do things his way, you see, and so he decided that he would get his mum instead to go into natural labour, which is exactly what happened. We were, if you remember at the time, in the middle of the first lockdown of coronavirus. And so Simon, Vinny's dad, wasn't even allowed to go in and be with Tiffany while she was in labour. He had to just drop her off and wait in the car, in the car park. And he wasn't even allowed in the ward afterwards. But once home, Vinny started to grow into the perfect little baby. He is, I am told, very well behaved. Well, we'll soon find out, won't we? Apparently he's always slept well and gets on really well with his brother and sisters, and he eats well. Vinny has a loving nature, although, as we've said, he does like getting things his own way. One of his favourite pastimes, they live quite close to Quegg School, and one of his favourite pastimes is to look out the window at the buses going past, dropping off the kids to Quegg's, and he blows kisses to the bus drivers as the bus goes past. He loves Peppa Pig, who doesn't? Cars and chocolate, who doesn't? But not necessarily all at the same time. But you know, as I've introduced Vinny to you, and I've talked about him, I'm reminded how amazing and unique each and every one of us is. Made in the very image of God, crafted by God, and loved by God so very much. So, Vinny and all of your family and friends, we welcome you with us here today as we celebrate God's blessing on you. And so, now to the baptism. I need to get my little book out now with all my magic words. We now come to this wonderful part of our service where we will celebrate Vinny being baptized. So what is baptism? Baptism is God's gift. In baptism, God declares to all of us God's amazing love. And in this act of baptism, we celebrate that God reaches to us before we ever decide to choose to reach to God. We affirm that God makes us God's own children. God came as Jesus to live and to die for us, that we might know how special we are to God. And Jesus was raised to life so that we too could be raised to new life. All of this we celebrate in baptism. That God loves us, that God calls us, that God makes us God's children without us having to do anything or earn anything or qualify for anything. And we use water, we will use water here to symbolize how it's God that cleanses us and restores us by God's living water. In short, in baptism, we celebrate and give thanks for God's grace in the life of Vinny. And we also affirm in baptism that God accepts Vinny into God's church, that big worldwide family. And nothing we do will ever be able to separate us from God's love and grace and for us being part of God's family. Now, we certainly don't deserve this gift of love or grace. And we don't really understand it, but God gives it to us anyway. That's what grace is. Jesus himself asked us to do what we're about to do. When he said this, he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all people, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And then we read of baptism being part of the practice of the early church when it was formed. Back in the book of Acts, Peter spoke of responding to God's love. And he said this, "Turn around and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven and so that you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For this promise is for you, your children, and for everyone, even those far away." So, now, can I ask, please, that Simon, Tiffany and Vinny come up here, and maybe the godparents could stand as well. The godparents can stop where they are, but you just come up here. That's great. Have you got your magic words I've given you? So, Simon and Tiffany, having heard of what I've said now about baptism, how do you respond to the offer of God's grace?
We thank God and ask that our child be baptized.
Can I ask everybody to stand up if you can, as you're able? Don't worry if you can't. Let me just pray a second. Gracious God, we just thank you and praise you for the life of Vinny. We rejoice in the life that he has in you. Thank you for these gifts of water and the Holy Spirit and for your sustaining, cleansing and life-giving power. Will you come in power now, gracious God, to Vinny? Will you fill him to overflowing with your living water? Pour out your Holy Spirit on him today, we ask. And may he grow to know your love for himself and learn to trust you all of his life. Bless him, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So let me ask you, Tiffany and Simon, do you turn away from evil and all that denies God?
By the grace of God, I do.
And do you turn to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, and in the Holy Spirit as your helper and guide?
By the grace of God, I do.
Okay, so now we come to the actual baptism. I'm not sure how we're going to do this, but let's just, do you want to just stand up here with me and we'll kind of like work it out as we go along. First of all, I need to ask you, your son, what name have you given him?
Vinny Simon Pluckrose.
Vinny Simon Pluckrose. Okay. I wonder, shall we kneel down here, do you think? Do you want to kneel that side with Vinny? Vinny can stand. He doesn't need to kneel. I want you to look at all of these lovely shells in here. Vinny, I want to tell you, listen. For you, Vinny, Jesus came into the world. Do you know that for you, he lived and he died on a cross to show you God's love? Do you know that for you, he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life, and for you he prays at God's right hand? All of this, Vinny, is for you, even though you don't understand any of it. All right? In baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. So, Vinny, do you want to look into these shells now? And I'm going to drop. Trace said, don't say splash. She said, say drop. I'm going to drop some water gently on your head. Do you want to bend your head over there and shall we see this water? Vinny, I now baptize you in the name of the Father. Look at this. And of the Son. And of the Holy Spirit. By baptism, Vinny, God has received you into his church. And now I sign you with the sign of the cross, the sign of Christ. Amazing. We could clap, couldn't we? Good boy. Red Tim hasn't even got a towel. You can have one of those if you like. Trace. Maybe we'll give it to Mum.
This candle is for God, and we believe you belong to God, Vinny. And we want the light of Christ to lead you and guide you as you grow. You think we could do that, yeah? So, this is your candle. I'll give it to Mum, keep it safe.
Let me just pray a blessing on you, Vinny. Vinny, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look on you with kindness and give you peace. Amen. And now, Simon and Tiffany and the godparents. Godparents, this is, you don't have, the big part you play is in the life of Vinny. Rather than having centre stage here, this is Vinny's centre stage. But can I ask you just to stand forward just a second? Because I'm going to ask Simon and Tiffany, first of all, to respond to love, God's love and grace by making some promises. Will you love Vinny, committing yourselves to care for him in body, mind and spirit?
With God's help, we will.
And will you therefore ensure that Vinny is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community?
With God's help, we will.
And will you set before him a Christian example that through your prayers, words and deeds, he may learn the way of Christ?
With God's help, we will.
Godparents, can I ask you, godparents, will you help Simon and Tiffany to nurture Vinny in the Christian faith? You've heard these words, congregation, so I'm going to ask you a question and you know the answer. With God's help, we will, if you can. Fellow members of God's family, we rejoice, don't we, that Vinny has been baptized. Will you so maintain this church's life of worship and service that Vinny may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord? Thank you. Please, you can sit down there. Let's pray once more. Generous God, what a privilege for all of us to be part of this amazing day. I ask, God, for all of us, will you touch us all again with the fire of your Spirit? Will you renew in all of us the grace of our baptism and the new life that we have freely given in you? May each of us know more and more of you in our lives. May we experience more and more of your love and your grace. Amen. Well done, Vinny. You did it without crying, without kicking, without hollering. Fantastic. And he must have learnt that Rev Tim likes to wear waistcoats because he's joined the club. So well done. Thank you. We're going to sing again now, but I'd invite, if there are, as we start singing this hymn, the hymn is Amazing Grace and the words will be on the screen. In fact, they already are. But if there are any sort of primary children that want, or younger, that want to go out, then Trace will be happy to take them. Just go out into the room behind you and have a good time. And then we'll ask you to come back in a bit later on when we have communion. Is that all right? Although you can stay. You don't have to go. And if some of the older people, the adults, could stay, that would be really good. But let's stand, shall we, as we sing about this amazing grace that we've heard about. And we'll also be taking up our offering during this hymn, so I'll ask the stewards to come round. Our offering is where, if you'd like to, you're able to contribute to the work of God in this place. All those things we do to spread and to show God's love in this community. So if you're able to give, that would be fantastic, but no worries at all if you don't. But let's stand as we're able as we sing Amazing Grace. Thank you, Gareth. Us in so many ways, and as we've already been reminded, mostly through your love shown in Jesus and your grace poured out to us. Lord, receive these gifts that we now offer to you, and we pray, God, that you would help us to use them to share that amazing love of yours with the people of this town and these villages around us and our communities, that they might get to know it for themselves too. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Uh, We're going to hear some verses from the Bible now, and Keith is going to come and read to us from the book of Ephesians.
The reading is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 8. And it's taken from the New Living Translation. God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you cannot take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Amen.
Thank you, Keith. So we've just had the joy, haven't we, of sharing together in the baptism of Vinny. I wonder if you noticed that during that time we used the word grace 10 different times. We began by saying, in baptism we celebrate and give thanks for God's grace in the life of Vinny. Then we asked Simon and Tiffany, having heard what I've said about baptism, how do you respond to the offer of God's grace? And in answer to some of the questions that I asked them, they responded with the words, by the grace of God, I do. This sacrament of baptism that we've just celebrated, it's all about grace, about God's grace. But grace, that's a funny word, isn't it? It can mean at least three different things. Grace is something we might say before eating a meal together. We give thanks to God for the food that we're about to receive, and we call it saying grace. And then again, grace is also the word that we might say when we talk about somebody who's showing smoothness and elegance of movement. They show grace if they possess some kind of poise and finesse, perhaps like the moves of a ballet dancer. But actually, I don't want to talk about either of those two meanings this morning. I want us to think about the other meaning, the meaning which was the meaning in the words that we said earlier. The word grace in that meaning basically means undeserved favour. Now, here's a really silly example of what the word means. I remember a few years ago, Trace and I came home from a holiday abroad. We'd left the car in the long-term car park at the airport, and our flight had been delayed by a few hours. So I knew I'd have extra to have to pay for the car park. I asked the girl on the pay kiosk what extra I needed to pay. "There's nothing to pay," she said to me. "There's a period of grace given for late arrivals." I should have paid more, but I'd been covered by this word called grace. In the Bible, the word grace is used 170 different times. The original Greek in the New Testament that it comes from is the word charis, which means a holy, generous act. The quality or act of giving to someone else, especially when they deserve the exact opposite. And charis also has this meaning of leaning towards, of deliberately reaching out. Grace is not a thing that just happens. Grace needs determination and will on the part of the giver to make it happen. And in the Bible, the word grace is nearly always used to describe the character and the actions of God to us. I looked it up in the dictionary, what the definition of God's grace was, especially, and it said this: grace is a spontaneous gift created and given by God purely because God desires to give it, not because of anything that anyone has done to earn it. It is both generous, free, and totally unexpected and undeserved, and takes the form of divine favor, love, and clemency, and a share in the divine life of God. So God leans towards us, as it were, and freely extends to us all of God's blessing and favor and love that we don't deserve. That's grace. Let's spend a little bit more time thinking about God's grace. Keith just read to us from Ephesians. Basically, what it said in that passage is this. It said that God is so full of mercy and love for us that even though we don't deserve it and have done nothing to earn it, God shows us grace. God gives us new life through Jesus, makes us right with God, all because of God's grace. It's got nothing to do with us. It's all God's grace. Now, I could recite to you loads of other different Bible verses which more or less tell us the same thing. Here's just one more. It says this in Romans 5. Christ has brought us into this place of grace where we now stand. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of Jesus has resulted, it says, in life for all people. Wow. Let's just take a moment for that to sink in. Because here's what it means. You and I are loved by God. In fact, God is madly and passionately in love with you. God loves you so much that God came as a man called Jesus and was even killed to prove how much he loved you. God made you. His very purpose in making you was so that you might enjoy intimate relationship with them. And God longs to bless you and walk with you and to be present for you and to shower you with her love. God longs for you to know their peace and their joy and their love all the time. And God offers us this thing that the Bible calls salvation. It's a word you might have heard. Basically, salvation just means us being set free from whatever it is that oppresses us. Us receiving new life, freedom. And God doesn't want or need us to do anything in order to get any of this. We never need to shape up or qualify or earn it. In fact, you don't even need to acknowledge that there is a God at all that exists in order for God to love you. You can completely turn your back on God and God will still love you anyway. That's grace. Let's take little Vinny here, shall we, as a bit of an object lesson. Now, he's not old enough yet to understand God's love or the relationship that God yearns to have with him. Vinny hasn't chosen to be baptized. He didn't ask his mum and dad, here, mum, can you just have a word with Rev Tim and sort this out? No, he had no choice in it. He had no choice to respond to God's love. How can he? He's only 2 years old. But God loves him anyway. God is there for him. God stands by him. God adores him. God calls Vinny his own child before Vinny knows anything of it. That's what we celebrate in baptism. And that, my friends, is what grace is. And that grace that God shows to Vinny, God offers and gives to each one of us. All of us sitting in this place this morning or watching on YouTube, all of us are loved by God and can be made right with God and can enjoy an incredible relationship with God. We can be saved by God, not because we've earned it or deserve it. In fact, precisely because we don't. That's grace. It doesn't make any sense, does it? We usually only give or love or extend kindness when it's returned to us, or if we feel sorry for the predicament of the person we're aiming it at. But to do it even when it's rejected or uncalled for or undeserved, that just seems crazy, doesn't it? But that's God's grace. And you know, that's the most amazing news for all of us here today. Because here's the deal, okay? This is where you and I are right now. You and I are only human, aren't we? And that means that if you're anything like me, you're pretty good at screwing things up. We all do it, don't we? How many times, I wonder, have you had to say sorry for something that you did or that you didn't do and should have done or said or shouldn't have said? If it's any consolation, I do it all the time. It's human nature. We all have this built-in mechanism to mess things up. And the Bible has a word for that. It's called sin. And we all do it. We can't help ourselves. And this sin that we show, this propensity to mess things up or go our way, surely that has to stop us and separate us from enjoying this amazing relationship I've been talking about with God. That should give us a problem because, well, God is God, isn't he? So God never, ever messes up. God is holy and perfect, without fault, good in every way. How on earth can any of us ever access this good and holy and perfect God? How can we gain favor? How can we earn acceptance, let alone have any kind of relationship with a God who is perfect up there when we're always so busy messing up down here? Well, the brilliant news is that God doesn't work the way that we might expect God to work. God doesn't need us to do anything or be anything in order to love us and bless us and want us to have this life of brilliant relationship with them, because our God is a God of grace. God loves us and accepts us just as we are, without us having to do anything to earn it. And even though we definitely don't deserve it, that's grace. So as I start to wrap this up, I'm going to ask Stuart and maybe some of the worship team to come and just start playing while I just tell you a couple of things. Thank you, Stuart. Maybe you feel that you're too bad a person in order to know God's love. I know that I do. Do you know, I'm 60 now, and I spent over 30 years telling God I wasn't good enough to be a minister. I was too bad a person. Maybe you feel that you've screwed things up in your life. You might not even believe in this God that I keep banging on about. But I want to say that whoever you are, whatever you've done, however you've been, please know this. You are loved. And you are valued. And you belong to God's family, just like Vinny and all of us. You know, there's nothing you can do to make God love you any more than God already does. And there's nothing that you've done or could do that will make God love you any less than God does. That's the whole point of grace. It's offered, it's given to each of us despite what we might do or how we feel. God knows you. God knows whatever it is that you may have chosen to believe about him and her, or what you've done, but God loves you anyway. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, in grace, God loves you. And today, God wants to free you and save you from whatever it is that you believe about yourself or what others tell you about yourself. God wants you to know a life that you never thought possible. He wants you to have a love that you never dreamed imaginable. He wants you to know a peace and a joy that you never conceived thinkable. God wants you to know all of that and more, and it's all God's grace. So today, may you respond to this God for yourselves. May you take a chance and respond to this amazing grace, because you've got nothing to lose, I promise you, and you've got the whole world to gain. So please do not leave this place today without chatting to me or anyone else here about how you can know God's grace. God longs for you to know it and receive it and be blessed with it. Let's think about what God might be saying to us now as we join together with the worship team in singing our next song. You might want to remain seated as we sing, or you might want to stand. I'll leave it completely up to you. But let's sing, or perhaps just quietly pray where we are. Worship team to stay there, please, because Vinnie was such a pain this morning and so difficult to manage, and so time's gone on a bit, so I think we're going to move straight to towards this brilliant act that we're going to do now called communion. And let me tell you a bit about what we're doing in this. This is a time, you might have been to communion many times, you may never have been to a communion. But this is something, again, we've been talking about God's grace. This is something that is a celebration of God's grace. So we have to do nothing in order to qualify for coming. This is about us doing a couple of things. It's about us remembering the love of God, particularly that was shown to us in coming as Jesus and dying and giving his life on a cross so that we could get this salvation I've been talking about. We could be made right with God. We could enjoy this amazing relationship with God. We celebrate and remember that in this act. We remember that Jesus gave his body. That's why we have bread to represent his body and wine to represent his life that was poured out for us. But not only do we remember, but we also receive. We call it a sacrament, which means there's something special going on. And by us taking bread and wine, we're almost saying, God, I want you to give me your love and your grace over and over again. I am in need still of your healing, your wholeness. And in this bread and wine, God is able to come to us. And so I invite everybody to come, whether you've done it often, whether you've never done it before. It's all gluten-free bread. The wine is all non-alcoholic. But if you'd rather not receive, then that's absolutely fine too. Just stay as you are. Everybody at the time will come up in a line, so just follow and you'll work it out, I'm sure. Perhaps we can ask the children if they can get... Ah, they are. They're going to come in now for this act. So the worship team will lead us again in a song. You've been sat for a long time. You might want to stand for this one if you're able. Let's stand and sing a song as I prepare the table and we get ready to enjoy this amazing feast where we're all invited to what we call a banquet, to God's banquet, God's feast. Thank you. Please be seated. Let's pray. Yes, dear Lord our God, we've just been singing about your grace, and we come now to this place, to this table, to remember and to receive your grace for ourselves once more. We come knowing that right now, at this time, you also come. And you come here, God, to pour out your love on us and your grace on us, to feed us, to fill us again with your mercy, with your boundless love. You came and you died for us, and then you rose again to show us just how much we mean to you. And in this act of communion, you tell us once more how precious we are to you. We remember that on the night before you died, you had supper with your friends. And during the meal, you took a loaf of bread, maybe like this, you gave thanks for it. You broke it and passed it around, saying that this was your body being given for them. You said, "Eat this to remember me." And then after the meal, you took a cup of wine and you gave thanks for it and passed it around, saying that this was like a new covenant between God and us, an agreement that was confirmed with your life. The next day you died on a cross, but then 3 days later you rose again to new life, and now we can find new life too in you. And every time we eat bread like this, every time we drink wine like this, we remember you, Jesus, and we receive once more your grace and your love. So we pray, will you send your Holy Spirit down now on these simple gifts of bread and wine, that they might become for us a taste of your great love for us. We bring to you our thanks and our gratitude, and we receive from you your love and your grace. Amen. This is God's gift, God's body that was broken for us. And this is God's love that is poured out for all of us in abundance. So let us now draw near with faith to receive for ourselves once more God's grace. and this service will be over and we can go. But please don't go. Please join us for tea or coffee or a cold drink through this door here, and then to the left you'll see there's a room then on the right, big room, and we just enjoy a drink together and maybe a custard cream if you're really lucky, or a rich tea if you're not quite so lucky. But we'll see how it goes. But let's pray. We have now been fed once more with this amazing grace of God. So may we go from this place knowing how much we are loved by God. And let us hear God's call to love others the same way that God's loved us. God of world-changing love, thank you for this meal. Thank you for welcoming us to your table. We do go from here remembering that we are your children, that we have been blessed with your love and your grace. And now you've called us to share that love with everyone that we meet. So help us to receive your life, to walk in your strength, and to follow your ways every moment of our lives. And now may your caring arms embrace us. Jesus, may your comforting words fill us. And Holy Spirit, may your renewing presence surround us today and always. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you.